let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may honor you. We ask that we may glorify you. And let us be people of prayer, that we are open to all that you call us to do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the end of the work week of the first week of Advent. Of course, Sunday is the beginning of the second week of Advent. So we are finishing this week, and kind of an interesting time to look back over the past 5 days. And as we do, we can also look forward to what we find in our readings today and what they have to say, because in fact, the readings do in fact look forward. So we want to take a look at that, especially in these words from Isaiah. What we're going to see here in Isaiah is, first of all, the context of the day. And the context of the day is actually Friday of the first week of Advent. We know that. Today we also celebrate St. Francis Xavier, who was a Jesuit priest, and he went and he evangelized throughout mostly Asia, by the way. So he went and evangelized. And in fact, this is a powerful truth that we always want to look at when we recognize any kind of evangelization that went before us. He went to teach those people who had never heard of Jesus, didn't know anything about Jesus, the truth of Jesus. And so he's teaching this. And why is he teaching this? So that souls may be saved, so that people may come to know a truth, and not only a truth, the truth, and that souls may be saved. But in doing this, it's something that's really important for us to understand. It's not just, as some Christians believe, and we know that, it's not just saying, basically, I believe and therefore I'm saved. There is the other, that is, I believe, I'm seeking the Lord, I am a follower of the Lord, and this is the key, I am transformed. And I am constantly being transformed. As St. Paul says, that renewal of our minds, so seeing things from a whole different perspective. And what we see in today's reading, this comes from Isaiah 29, 17 through 24. But I want to touch on something before this, because Isaiah is speaking out from a scroll. This is what that famous line is, he is told to read from the scroll, and he says, I cannot because it is sealed. When the scroll is handed to me, one who cannot read with the request said, read this. The reply is, I cannot read. The Lord said, and here we go. This is previous to this reading. Since people draws near with words only and honors me with their lips alone, which Jesus addressed, through their heart, though their hearts are far from me, and fear of me has become mere precept of human teaching. Therefore, I will again deal with the people in surprising and wondrous fashion. The wisdom of the wise shall perish. The prudence of the prudent shall vanish. And you who would hide a plan too deep for the Lord, who work in the dark, saying, who sees us? Who knows us? Your perversity is as though the potter were taken to be the clay, as though what is made should say of its maker, he did not make me, or the vessel should say of the potter, he does not understand. So this is the issue that the Lord is addressing. And it may look very familiar to our world today. Now, we shouldn't turn around and say, well, this is a prediction of the way life is today. No, it's the prediction of the way life is at the time of Isaiah and many times that follow. I mean, Isaiah is there preaching this, and centuries after Isaiah, Jesus came and taught the exact same thing when he talked about lip service, and he knew how wrong this lip service was. It was fake. It was a fake Christianity. The people who will go to church every Sunday and do what they want the rest of the week, because there's no conversion there. Now, I'm not saying anything about going anything wrong with going to church. It's the conversion of heart that's important. And we're all called for this. And this is what Jesus is talking about. They're just living this very superficial understanding of God. They're just following. They're basically doing, what do you call it, going through the motions. But they're not converted. They don't see the world from a whole different perspective. We're going to change this to another perspective. Think of it this way. People who, for the sake of not being ostracized by their compatriots in a local university, go through the motions that they actually believe that the world is round, where in fact they don't. They believe that the world is flat. So they go through the motions. If they don't believe any of it. They're not being changed. They're not being converted. Until that moment, you say, hey, would you like to take a ride on a ship? We're going to go for a world journey. And they go, I'm busy that day. Well, it's actually for about 2 months. I'm busy those months. Because it really comes to the truth that they do not want to go on the ship because they believe the world is flat. But they've been going through the motions all along. Well, obviously, this is for a more profound truth, a more real truth that Jesus calls us to. And so we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. We're in the midst of the novena that I'm talking about in this little break we're going to make. So remember, you can do this at your own parish, and you can also do it at ours if you're in the Alston area, 5:30 at night. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out the Substack newsletter. You can sign up for the Substack newsletter. I'll talk about that in a second. You can also call us. This telephone number is right there for you to call us and leave a message for us. You can do all kinds of things over there. You can send us feedback. Please do that so we know that you're listening and that you appreciate what we do here. And don't forget, you can also donate to the show if you want. CatholicAudioMedia.com and the /donate. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com/donate. If you'd like to call us, we're at 617-297-7542 and leave a message for us. That's 617-297-7542. One more time, 617-297-7542. So anyway, we're talking about these powerful words from that precede today's reading. And one of the things that's in there is the wisdom of the wise shall perish, the prudence of the prudent shall vanish. Now, why would God want to eliminate wisdom and prudence? He doesn't. He's eliminating that concept that is also condemned in the Bible, those who are wise in their own estimation. So those people say, we don't need to believe in God anymore. We're smart enough without God. And now we've become so much forward that we understand the world and we don't need God to tell us anything. That's what he's talking about. And here, thousands of years ago, he is saying that will pass away. And it did. It's passed away several times over the years. In fact, you may or may not know that the reason why we know who Aristotle is because of the Muslims. They, in some of their movements, they discovered the writings of Aristotle after they had been lost for years. And they got them through them, and then I think through various channels, it ended up in the hands of St. Thomas Aquinas. But that's why. And that's why if you read St. Thomas Aquinas, he always talks about about the philosopher. That's Aristotle. But if it wasn't for the Muslims and their movement at the time, we would never have this because it was gone for a while. There's another famous story of the Forum. The Forum was gone in many years after the fall of Rome. It was gone. It was actually a dump. And this Pope said, you know, I've heard about this place. Let's see if we can find it. And this excavation started, and they started looking for it, and eventually they found it. And what you see, if you go to Rome, you see the Forum. That's where it all started. That's the Forum. That's how we know where it is today. But the thing is, what follows, and that's today's reading, is this promise. And the promise is all of that will pass away, but now this new thing will happen. Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard shall be considered a forest. On that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a scroll, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly shall again find joy in the Lord, the poorest rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. In other words, all of this that says we don't need God anymore, we can be wise in our own estimation, will go away. But then people will discover God in his deepest truth. They will discover a deeper truth of God. And he says, that's what's coming. And that's something that we can look at within our own world today. We can say, that's what's coming. And let us have faith in the Lord. We're not here to be conquering people, or we're not here to be causing trouble or invading government spaces. We're here to testify to the Lord. This is one of the reasons why we want to be careful about not being riled up by people who are telling us we have to conquer this country for Jesus. No. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible makes it clear. God, and I learned this a long time ago when I was dealing with people who emulated, as you use it all the time, emulated the devil in order to get what they wanted. And that is that God fights evil. You and I do not fight evil in others. We seek to do the will of the Father. And if we're out fighting evil and that's not God's will, we're not doing what God wants us to do. So we're the ones who seek to live the holy life and trust in the Lord to bring his kingdom forth. If what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to you tuning in again on Monday. In the meantime, do keep in mind that we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the morning and also midnight, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll see you on Monday. In Cristo vivimos.